There are pals and then there are pallas, those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one to a financial constraint, a terminal illness to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash. And if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Wolfsburg.
Where do I start? With tears in my eyes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All praises are due to Allah Ta'ala, the Almighty, the Great. Memories are something one can never forget, especially mine, which is special to me. In 2002-2003, we lost everything besides the shelter over our heads. At that stage, we didn't even have food in the house. 2 weeks went by without eating no food. Some nights my mom used to cook boiled beans for us. And we made shukr to Allah Ta'ala because other people's lives would have been much worse. We didn't have any money for school fees, so we didn't end up going to school in the beginning of 2003. Until one day, Uncle Yaqub Tuma, a man with a heart of gold, approached my dad in the Jamaat Khana. He wanted to know how we were managing and how things are at home and if we were at school. So my dad told him our crisis and how bad things were. The next day he sent money home to put us in school and buy the things for home and school. He even made sure we had stationery. Alhamdulillah. Indeed, at that time Allah Ta'ala sent an angel to help us. We seen that angel in him. Then my dad started selling food in the bus and taxi rank for about 2 years. That was between 2004 and 2005, just so we had that money to pay rent and daily things. It was a blessing, cause we even had money to buy clothes for Eid in 2005. The year went by and after Ramadan, Uncle Yaqub Duma gave my dad another surprise. It was a dream come true, a journey of a lifetime, the gift of Hajj. He paid for everything and made sure when my dad was gone, we had everything at home. When dad got back from Hajj, he gave him another surprise. He told him that he doesn't want him to sell food. Instead, he wants him to manage the warehouse in Newlands. Dad accepted the job. On the evening of 20th August 2010, corresponding with the 10th of Ramadan 1431, while clearing up the iftar table, my dad's phone rang. It was my elder sister calling. She was crying. My mom asked her what was the matter. She said that Uncle Yaqub Duma had just passed away. Immediately my mom fainted after shock and caused his visit us that same day. Everything came to a standstill. He was on his way to Tarawih when he met up in an accident. He had this habit of reading dhikr. He used to have his tasbih around his hand. And that night, he had his tasbih and his last words was the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. The next morning was a cold morning. It was calm. Everything felt different. Someone was missing. He touched the lives of so many others as well. This is the type of person he was. It's been 7 years since his passing, but it feels like yesterday. May Allah Ta'ala grant him the highest stages in Jannah. Ameen. Leaving behind 5 kids at the age of 47. He was a father, a brother, a friend, a husband, a mentor, and a good listener. A great inspiration he was, a pillar of strength. Submitted by Yusra Ahmed.
If you would not be forgotten as soon as you are dead, either write something worth reading or do something worth writing. Benjamin Franklin.